You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Jim is the best.
It's working.
The best.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, it was a great show. Thanks, man.
I love Jim. Good morning.
This is going to be awesome.
David Ruby, hypnotist. Work well hypnosis. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
All right. You are a certified hypnotist.
Yes.
And you said you have several certificates. Like what, how many fields does a hypnotist work in? Like, why do you have several certificates?
Because I couldn't stop at one training. I had to basically keep going. My wife would say that I'm a bit compulsive in that regard, where if I have an interest in something, I keep doing it. So I initially took hypnosis as interest. Well, can I give my origin story, the brief version?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was a medical librarian. People, when they say, do your research, like that was me. I worked in a hospital for like 11 and a half years. I had a degree in research, teaching background before that. And I would just research things. So for doctors and physical therapists and stuff.
I think that sounds pretty cool, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You're correct, sir.
Yeah.
So I was learning about that stuff, and I was a skeptic of hypnosis. I thought it was, again, what you see on TV, waving pocket watches in people's faces, make them look like chickens. We get asked that a lot. At least once today I got asked. And I was curious about it. I thought it's probably nothing, but I can research it. I'm PubMed jockey. I'll go on there and see what the research says. And when I found out it was useful for things, well, that's cool. Then I had read an account where it was used for surgical anesthesia.
Wow.
So at a certain point in history, you go back far enough, they didn't have anesthesia.
Right.
If you had surgery, you had to basically suck it up and hope you didn't get sepsis or go into shock and die.
And you hate to say it, but the term bite the bullet comes from military guys getting operated, and they would literally do that.
Yeah. I mean, their second thing was like, here, drink a lot of alcohol and hopefully, you know.
This is in Ernest Hemingway's book, For Whom the Bell Tolls, or the other, about that when he's an ambulance driver in Italy or whatever, and they got wounded, and they were so out of anesthetic, they were using grappa.
Yep.
As an anesthetic to numb the pain a little bit. That's what they were reduced to. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was an English teacher, so I actually remember that book.
Oh, you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, great book.
Yeah.
Big Hemingway fan as a side. But I researched.
You proud that I've read all the Hemingway books?
He didn't read. Just
I read every Hemingway book there is.
Bought that yellow book.
But I was never all that impressed with any of the movies. Were you?
I don't know if I've seen any Hemingway movies.
Yeah, not after you read the books. Big letdown.
What a segue.
Yeah.
Anyway, so who knew this is going this direction?
We go all over. I got to be honest with you.
I love it.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the story for the listeners. I went on PubMed, and essentially when I found it was useful for surgical anesthesia, I'm like, well, you can't fake that. I mean, you can't fake, you know, getting your, you know, open heart surgery.
Get your appendix out.
Yeah. You know, a leg getting cut off and you feel no pain. So that's how I got into it. So essentially I learned of it just as a hobby. And then I was told, well, you can, you know, do this as a job essentially and help people. And people get into hypnosis, either they're just curious about the mind and, or they want to help people and, or they want to dominate the world, which is not how it works. Or else I'd have a better car, I suppose. But so I started taking classes, and I got just took an online class and from a trainer who's actually well known now. And then I took in-person trainings at HypnoThoughts Live in Vegas, where I'm actually speaking in a couple months, and so are a lot of other people. But I got certifications from like the different organizations, different classes, and essentially once you know it, it's like a skill. It's like building cabinets, not literally, but you have a skill. You know how to do an induction, know how to guide people and to make changes. Then you learn more different styles, different approaches for different conditions or different personality types. Being able to kind of deal with how they do the problem. So I was curious. So essentially I could have stopped years ago and saved myself lots of time and money, but I was curious. So, and also if I'm going to take someone's money and potentially impact their life in some way, hopefully good, I wanted to be good at it. I didn't want to just like take a class, get a certification, be done. So that's why the many certifications.
So you're not like an entertainer. You actually are one-on-one? Do you tell people what? Lose weight, stop biting their nails? What kind of things do you hypnotize people?
I know a guy that smoked for 50 years, had lung cancer, still wouldn't stop smoking. And this was, what would you call it, hypnosis? Yeah. Whatever. That's the only thing that got him to stop smoking. Dave. And yeah. So for a guy that I knew who was smoking Camels with throat cancer, for something to finally make him stop, this was it. How does that happen?
Magic. It depends on the person. But to answer your question first, so weight loss, and every hypnotist will get asked, can you help me to lose weight, quit smoking, or will you make me click like a chicken?
Okay.
And it's yes, yes, and I never actually tried. Actually, my friend Pete wanted me to make him click like a chicken. I'm like, we'll see.
Well, if you can't get him to stop, then okay. Anyway.
Not how it works, but yeah, that's. But so weight loss and smoking are kind of the bread and butter of the industry. Nail biting, phobias, fears and phobias. Let's see. Basically, anything you can feel, think, or behavior you can change. So anxiety.
A lot of people have, the biggest fear is speaking in public.
Yeah.
Can something like this help them?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And just to kind of break that down, so if you have a fear of, and this is the same too for athletes too, that have like a fear or they have like anxiety around a match. I work with athletes a lot too. That's one of my niches. So if you are fear of public speaking, well, you have either you picture a crowd a certain way where it's intimidating, maybe they're gigantic and they're staring at you, usually unfriendly. Or if you tell yourself, I'm going to suck at this, which don't. But you know, people do something like that where they have like a feeling in their stomach, and you can change that with hypnosis or NLP is another related field called neuro-linguistic programming. You can change how they represent that. So your brain has to do something to give you that feeling. So if you have a fear of public speaking, your brain's doing something to let you know, oh, I should be afraid of this. Now, you hypnotists will figure out like what they, I mean, it depends on the hypnotist, but what I do is how do you have that fear? You know, what are you imagining in your mind? You know, is it something you're picturing, you're telling yourself, do you have a sense of, is there a feeling, is there a movement in your stomach? You know, you can, once you know what's going on there, then you start to work with it. You can also just essentially ask the unconscious mind to do something more productive. You know, you thank it for what it's doing, because anything we do, whether we like it or not, it's done for a reason. It's done because it worked at some point, or else your brain would do something different. You know, our brains are not stupid. So I want to thank the unconscious mind for what it's trying to do, but let's do something different.
Okay, you talked about sports. I remember a couple of guys, two guys specifically, I remember, and they talked about this because there are two guys, Major League Baseball players, that couldn't throw a ball. Steve Sachs was one, Chuck Knoblauch was the other, both major league players, and they developed some kind of a phobia. They couldn't throw a ball from here through that door. It was all over the place, and they received help from someone like you. Yeah. What did you, you know what I mean? What would you put in their mind where something they've done since they were, 3 years old and never thought of, and now all of a sudden they couldn't do it because they were overthinking it?
Yeah, so you can do things to quiet their mind. You can look at like, what are they doing? Like what's going on whenever they have, what's triggering it? What are they doing? So essentially you ferret that out, and then it's based on them. So it's based on that individual person, how they're doing the problem. And then you can essentially change how they do that. You have them, you can do it with hypnotic trance, we call it, where they go into like traditional sort of hypnotic trance approach. And then you have their unconscious mind do something different. You can also have them just kind of practice, like as a matter of course, how they think of it. You know, what are they looking at? How do they imagine that scenario happening? And then you have them imagine something better. You can also have
techniques. Can I give you one of those and tell me if this is the same thing?
Yeah.
And this was a guy who was a former Major League Baseball player, and he now speaks about things. And what his person, somebody like, exactly like you, okay, what they told, because he was going up against this pitcher that could throw like 100 miles an hour, and it was this huge game and everything. And what the guy had put in his mind, you're the tiger, he's a sheep. You're better than he is, even if your mind says he is. You step up to the plate, you're the tiger, he's a sheep, and you're going to devour him. And he says, no matter what happens, that's going to happen. And he says that was his mindset, which he would take to the plate every single time, versus what it would have been otherwise. Oh, crap, I just hope I get my bat on the ball. I hope I don't get embarrassed. I hope I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that made such a difference for him, something like that.
That's a facet. So having that mindset changes how you respond. So if you have that mindset, oh, I don't know if I can do this. You know, I hope I can at least hit the ball on the back.
Exactly.
Right. As opposed to, I'm going to destroy this. This ball is going to it's going to be disintegrated and it's going to fly across. You know, that changes how your mind believes you when you tell it things.
But what's the difference in, that was a pep talk versus hypnosis? What how do you alter, what, the subconscious?
Yes. So the difference with hypnosis is sticking power. And if you do that, if you give yourself a pep talk enough times and you start to believe it, like that can be hypnotic.
Okay.
So like hypnosis, one of the things that we use as an example is if you ever drive your car, so you drive.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That was the question. So if you drive, yeah. He's deep.
I know. But, well,
but if you drive your car,
we were expecting such an easy question from you. Right. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah. The hard stuff comes. Professor. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. But if you drive your car, you don't have to think about moving your hands. You don't have to think about like, you know, your foot in the gas right. pedal, mm-hmm. you know, you just do it. So hypnosis is similar to that. So I forget what question you got me on this track. But hypnosis is similar. Like what hypnosis is, you could describe hypnosis as being absorbed and focused in something. If you read a book, you're looking at scribbles on a piece of paper and you're imagining very rich things. You know, you're imagining, mm-hmm. you know, sights and sounds and smells, tastes and feels. So that's hypnosis kind of uses what your brain already does. So the difference between like a pep talk and hypnosis is probably that you imagine it more vividly. You give your unconscious mind, you know, you can future pace and do things so that it becomes how you naturally do things. So the trigger that led to that baseball player, oh, I hope I can get the ball on the bat, as opposed to that trigger means I'm going to kill it. This mm-hmm. guy is a sheep, I'm a lion, I'm going to devour the sky. I'm better in the sky, I can do it. Mm-hmm. That becomes how you think. So I think a good hypnotist will probably want to condition that in so it's not just like you tell them once. It's that you future pace that. So every time you get to the bat, you get to the base, you see, you know, the guy on the mound, this program clicks in.
So it goes to a different layer than just that superficial pep talk, correct?
Yeah, and a pep talk can be hypnotic. If you have a good coach that has you in a moment where you have buy-in, you have their attention, and you give that message like, you are going to be the best ball player ever. And that clicks in. We've had that moment where someone says something and it has an impact. Mm-hmm. That's probably every bit as hypnotic as any suggestion I would make. It's just like in a more naturalistic way.
Jim told me I sucked one time. I've never gotten over it.
Yeah. Well, I tell him that every day. That's probably best.
No, that's right. What it is.
But hey, I want to get, I've given those talks to people, look them in the eye and hold their shoulders and say, look, man, you can do this. But I don't know that that's hypnotic. Do you get them like ready? What about the pocket watch? I mean, I want to make fun of you, but how do you get them into the?
I will just say this, hearing him talk, when he was telling, you know, how this works, I'm doing all this imagining and I'm following along. So I don't know. I'm just saying.
You might be there.
I think his presentation is
hypnosis. Okay.
Well, I have been doing this for 13 years. I have 13 years, I think, at this point. So I like to think I'm pretty decent at it. But to answer your question, you do things like some of the stuff will have crossover, like with your coach, essentially. So like a good coach could be like a great hypnotist if they learn the stuff. But so in like in a session with an actual person, I will get rapport with them, you know, start to like see how they, you know, you have a talk, so you're having like a conversation. You know, you see how they operate, you know, what are their modalities, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for most hypnotists, you do an induction where you get them to go into a hypnotic trance. And the uptime stuff is different for any hypnotist out there, if anyone's listening.
Okay, we're going to have to send her a quick break. We want to pick it up as soon as we get back.
We both got a million questions.
We're going to have 10 minutes we come back. So, Jim, you're going to take it from there.
All right.
Yeah. But I think the athletic part, I'd love to just, because I know there's so many people listening who are kids in sports and whatever. And that's pretty cool.
I want to hypnotize them into being confident. Like so many people are like, I can't do it. Yes, you can.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Back after this with the tremendous man, David Ruby. Back after
you're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, And things didn't work out.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor coming away from our studios in Oshkosh at WIS. We're with David Ruby. Work well hypnosis. This is some fascinating stuff. I'm sorry we only have another 10 minutes or so because I want to get, I would like love to talk about the type of athletes you deal with. But Jim, you got a bunch of really good questions.
I just want to know, you have a private practice. I want to, do people come to you? Do they get referred to you? Tell me about, you're right here on Main Street in Oshkosh. Yep. I've owned Main Street and you solo practice. You said the partnership.
Yeah, so I've had a practice for, I think it's been 11 years now. I was a Foxfly Hypnosis until COVID hit. Then we went virtual because you couldn't see people in person. And then I was Dave Ruby Hypnosis, and my wife had a practice. She got in hypnosis kind of later than I did. She'd been doing it for, I think 3 years now, give or take. I lose track of time. But I think it's been 3 years she's been doing hypnosis, and she had her own practice. And we thought, well, we might as well combine it, hence work well hypnosis. And we've had that for, I think, about a year and a half. That's been our business name as a joint practice.
So what's the most common request you get? I call you on the phone. Is it a conference thing? Is it the sports? Is it snakes? I mean, why do people call you? And will you take anyone? Tell me about, I want to learn more about you.
Yeah, weight loss and smoking are probably the most common. Anxiety is another one. I do see athletes. I like to see athletes. I work with school, student athletes. I worked with amateurs as well. People are more adult. Otherwise, it's weird things. Like, things that they don't know who else to talk to.
Right.
So it could be relationship issues. I've had a few of those. It could be fears of driving. It could be nail picking, things like that.
And I hate to say this. Don't take this the wrong way. But it's one of those things sometimes where people are like, I've tried everything else. I might as well try this.
How dare you, sir?
I was thinking it. I just didn't ask it.
No, you can ask me anything. I don't care. I'm not easily offended. It's either they're like, this is literally the last thing. I've tried everything else. That's probably pretty common. Or it's people who are, and I'm always surprised, like, I believe this works entirely. I was a skeptic, so I'm always like, I'm happy to explain why this works. Here's 20
journals.
You
were a skeptic?
Oh, yeah, before I got into this. So I kind of expected people would be, but there are people who come, they have total buy-in, and I did hypnobirthing, and I used hypnosis to manage this when I was younger. And
Are you someone that people would go see, and I'm trying to just pick something, but fear flying.
Yes.
Is it a one session? Is it 10 sessions?
It depends. So some things are more, like smoking tends to be more binary. Like we have a smoking package because there's a guarantee with it.
Wow.
But with smoking, usually people, they're like, they quit or they don't, right? You know, either most people think I'm a smoker or I'm not a smoker. Weight loss is different because you can't stop eating. There's a lifestyle change. For phobias, fears, anxieties, there can be layers. So sometimes one is done, one or two sessions. Oh. There have been clients who are like, I'll be seeing this person for a while. And after one or two sessions, like, I'm good. Thanks. It was great. Nice meeting you. Other things I'm like, oh man, one session, I nailed it. I did amazing. And then like, yeah, I need some more work, and because there are layers, it doesn't mean it didn't work. Mm-hmm. It means that, it's like adding, like weight to a scale. If your problem is 100 pounds of, so to speak, metaphorically, and hypnosis does 85 pounds. That's a huge shift. Mm-hmm. But the scale doesn't move until it's balanced out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Good stuff, man.
Contacting you. Your practice, do you have a website or something that we can... I'd be interested in learning more about you. And I don't know. I've got a few things I could come to see you about.
So let's share that, Jim. Let's dig into that.
These guys laugh when I tell them about it. I don't think there's anything wrong with seeing a therapist.
Jim,
because just
take your shoes off, lay down.
Well, I think of hypnosis as you're learning to use your mind, to work with your mind. So there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I think that's a skill everyone could and arguably should have. It doesn't mean things wrong with you. It means you want to get the most out of your mind, out of your life.
Okay, one last thing I want to ask you about the athlete part, because can you tell me the type of athlete you deal with? I mean, I'm just not asking for specifics, but the type of athlete that would come to you.
No. Yeah. So most of it, people tend to, they come to me because they have some issue they want to overcome or they just want to get amazing at it. So either, like, I had one client who, actually, two quick stories. One client, he had a wrestler, he had someone he had lost to, and he was nervous about this guy, and both were great wrestlers. And so he was just anxious and wanted to like just really beat this guy, but he was nervous. And so he viewed this guy, these are like middle school kids too, so not huge, but he viewed him like he was like Brock Lesnar or something. Like, he had this visual of this guy, and he would tell himself things that were not helpful, and he would get feelings of nervousness. So you address those individually. Another wrestler who was, he was anxious about wrestling. He would just be like a nervous wreck before a match. He would still win. He was built like a tank, you know, a really nice kid. He would be very nervous. And after the first session, his coach had to go and like literally like kick him gently, kick him awake to like, you know, because he was napping between matches, like, hey, your match is over there. You got to go get there. And he was super chill. And we found out his coaches and parents didn't know this, but he wasn't anxious about wrestling. He was anxious about everything. And that, after one session, that was essentially gone. We did two sessions just to kind of consolidate the work because I didn't know that, you know, it worked so well. But he was nervous about his job, his parents, school, his girlfriend.
And I would think, correct me if I'm wrong on this, 2 minutes, correct me if I'm wrong, a coach could tell him that, a parent could tell them that, a teammate could tell them that. But coming from somebody like you that's a little bit outside of his circle of influence or whatever you like to call it, I would think him taking that like, ooh, okay, this guy doesn't have any other motives versus my teammates or my mom or my dad telling me these things. Whereas you are a little bit more objective on the outside. I would think they would take that deeper. True?
Yes, and I'm also speaking to them differently. I'm speaking to their unconscious mind. I'm doing things to, like, not just give them a pep talk, but to let them, like, practice what that's going to be like to live that way. So when they walk into a match or they walk into a meeting at their job or whatever, they imagine it very differently. They see themselves doing something differently. They're able to practice being a different way.
This is fascinating stuff.
Your wife just texted into the show. Gina?
Yes.
Yep. What's the website for people who would like to get involved?
Thanks, hon. So the website is workwellhypnosis.com.
What is it?
Workwellhypnosis.com.
Oh, Workwell. Okay, Workwell.
W-O-R-K.
Right here in Oshkosh.
Yes. Yeah, we do see people in person on 507 North Main Street, Oshkosh. We also see people on Zoom.
Outstanding. This has been, I could talk to you for 2 hours, but you'd get really annoyed because I'd keep asking about different things.
I like
maybe he could get you to.
How can I be a better radio guy?
Oh, God. Let me step in.
You don't have that kind of money.
Work well, hypnosis. You're awesome. This has been great having you here.
Fun. Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Quick break. Back up, us.
Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Chilly, 41, 39, 42 in the whole area, high in the mid to upper 50s today, but a beautiful, beautiful sunshiny day. By the way, congratulations to Dave from Oshkosh, winner of 4 season passes for Waterfest.
All right, Dave.
That's a big bleeping prize. And then awesome. Greg from Appleton, 4 VIP passes for Hairball at Waterfest. Those are cool. Although I will say this. It'd be great to have VIP passes.
Yes.
But something else that's very cool there is on a nice night sitting on the hillside, having that music come up at you. That ain't a bad setting either, is it, Pat?
They're all good.
Welcome to Waterfest in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Oh, my gosh.
Pat Tracy joining us?
We are so excited. Waterfest, you just took my breath away.
Yeah. Thoroughgood.
Thoroughgood.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Loverboy.
Yes. Steely Dan.
Yeah. Kate Voss and the Hot Sauce.
Oh, we love Kate Voss.
Our own local artist is going to be on the stage.
She's been on our show before.
Absolutely.
On our music segment.
Guys, welcome to spring in Oshkosh.
I know, right?
It's nice, buddy.
Pat Tracy with Discover Oshkosh. You have a compliment. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we had Connie Carmichael from the Chamber.
Yes.
And we're telling her that, look, we think Oshkosh has it going on in a couple respects, right? And she said Discover Oshkosh is one of the reasons. So I think that's pretty cool that the Chambers, sometimes Chambers take all the credit. I mean, it's pretty cool that she's sharing.
It's really interesting that, you know, we've become just the tourism and fun organization for like the whole city. And that's just because Amy, our leader, has just like embraced it. And we're like, we are committed to making Oshkosh fun for visitors and residents.
But you know what the cool part is? You got like these young kids here from these young gentlemen from Oshkosh North High School, 16, 17, 15 years old, and they're picking up the gauntlet already and leading things that could last for the next 40 years.
Yeah, they're all in.
How cool is that?
Yes.
Your own homegrown talent.
And give credit to the social studies teacher, too, for teaching these kids leadership skills besides just the X's and O's of social studies, you know?
Yep.
And I just think that you, you made a good point. I think you're all in it together. And I think that's really, really, really important.
Yes. So this weekend, fellas, is possibly the most important day of the year. Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Better be.
And so I want to invite all the mothers and families in Northeast Wisconsin to join us at the Payne Art Center and Gardens in beautiful Oshkosh because it's free admission on Mother's Day.
Nice.
The tulips are blooming. It is incredible. There's literally thousands of tulips in every possible color. And so moms and families, if you are out and about, just stop by the Payne Art Center this Sunday for free admission. If you're busy this Sunday with your mom activities, next Saturday, I want to say that's the 17th, is the Payne Annual Festival of Spring, which is another free day to get into the Payne. But then right across the street from the Payne are like 60 artisans, plant sale, flowers, everything.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a Sunday and a Saturday here in Oshkosh that if you have not been to the Payne recently, you should come down and see it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that Mother's Day, you got to do something special. You better do something special. But I mean, that's the busiest day on the phone, which I think is appropriate, right?
Yes.
I mean, you should call calling your mother. But yeah, that's a cool thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll see my mother. Gets a little tougher when they're in their 90s. It's like, well,
yeah, Jim. Yeah, it's hard to bring mom to the Payne. Well,
it's not that.
Although correct me if I'm wrong. Last time we were here, didn't you bring her some of the cheesecake or something that you had?
That's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be cannoli. That's what I'm gonna get.
Does mom just want to stay home and watch the Brewers game?
She wants to move to Oshkosh.
She's chocolate. I mean, who doesn't like chocolate? You have the best chocolate down here in Oshkosh too. So, all right. So, how are
Joe Cerruggi just?
Oh, yeah, no, I said Oshkosh. No, John, did you hear that?
God.
I said he's got the best Oshkosh. He's got the best chocolate down here in Oshkosh.
Don't take off the lemonade.
I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds me. I know Joe.
Joe's
really good to me. So, anyway, what else?
I tell you what I did this week already?
Tell us what you did already, Pat.
I was on Monday afternoon. I was out with Cruisin' Tiki's Oshkosh. Oh. It's a little tiki boat.
Yeah, we had them on somewhere here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we had those guys on. Yep.
So Captain Joe and Tammy, I've known them literally the whole time I've been in Oshkosh. Captain Joe, when I moved here 30 years ago, was the captain of the Pioneer Princess.
I remember the Pioneer Princess.
Young Joe was the captain.
I remember going on there with the Wisconsin teen competition or whatever it was, all the candidates.
Yes, they used to come every year.
Yes.
So
I was a featured speaker and one of the judges at their luncheon. What do you think about
that?
That's
kind of interesting.
Okay.
Interesting
inspiring.
Choice.
Inspiring, John. Captain Joe invited us to come out and we took a little crew out there. The boat holds 6 people for the cruise.
Okay.
Joe does a 2-hour cruise. And so we went out and filmed an episode of Why I Love Oshkosh on Monday afternoon. It was stunning. It was 65 out on the water. And so what I wanted to share with the community today is the Cruisin' Tiki's Oshkosh, they're like wide open for bookings in May.
Okay.
Right now they start getting busy in June and July. But
if you
ever are looking for a fun thing to do and you've got 6 people, it's $300, right?
Nice.
For the 2 hours. And the way they do it is you meet them at the Fox River Brewery, right on the Fox River.
Sure.
You can have a beverage there or get a snack. You bring your own beverages out onto the tee.
That's cool.
Super fun. And then they take you for a half an hour down the river for sightseeing. And then you come back up, you get off, maybe hit the restroom, whatever you need to do. And then you take another hour and you go toward the Butamore Bridge, which is really cool. You know, usually you only see that if you're a fisherman or something. And like you were talking about, you see the bridge from the water. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Green Bay itself, and the only time I've ever experienced it is on fishing trips or maybe one time with the old Foxy Lady type thing.
Yeah.
But at night, the skyline of Green Bay is really cool, but you don't really see it unless you're on the water.
Yeah. It's too bad that some people live on the water and never see their city from the water because that's an awesome view. And when you drive over, you just have a different respect for it, a different look at it. And we use the river quite a bit, but it's a lot of fun.
City.
I thought that was really cool when he said you could bring your own beverages and food. And that was
It keeps it simple and super fun. The neat thing about the tiki is it's small enough so that when the fishing boats and the big boats go by, you get some amazing swell action. And it was just, I mean, we had 2 hours of nonstop fun.
That sounds great. Love to try that.
So, oh my gosh, you just said the magic word.
Yeah.
Let's get John on Cruising Tikis with Captain Joe.
Let's do
it. There.
Life preservers?
Yes. Coast Guard, Coast Guard required.
They do.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. What if we could, what if we could go out like for a morning cruise?
Oh, that would be fun.
I mean,
that'd be beautiful.
That'd be phenomenal.
That probably wouldn't be as busy either.
I mean, man, that sun coming up over the water right here this morning was spectacular.
Yeah. But look at all the fishing out here. I mean, hey, Jim, beautiful. This boat, this river is busy all the time. The fish are literally jumping out of the Fox River here in Oshkosh.
Okay, now you're lying, but go ahead. Boat. Go ahead. Yep. You know when you have to corral him back in a little bit. What else you got going on here in Oshkosh nice besides a little bit of everything? Gosh.
Okay, you guys are going to flip when you hear this.
Okay.
I am going in to do a
I know what I wanted to say to you first.
Tell me.
Congratulations to one of your one of Todd's favorite places for being, correct me if I'm wrong, dive bar of the country for the year. Yes. Is that correct, Todd?
Pete's Garage Bar.
Like, Pete's, absolutely.
Woo-hoo. I mean, that got national news.
It did. That's
Pete
awesome.
Just got his letter yesterday from our congressman congratulating him on his
Glenn Grothman. Yes. Glenn Grothman.
So we're very proud of Pete.
I mean, that's a national story.
It was.
Yeah. Boy, now he's got a letter from Glenn. Wow.
He's got a letter. He's going to frame it up, put it in the bar.
Did you get one from the former mayor of Green Bay?
I'm sure your mayor sent you one. But that is quite an honor because we make fun of dive bars, and yet this guy's... It's, parlayed that into like,
you know what,
this huge attraction,
especially here in Wisconsin, because we've embraced it. It's like a cultural touchstone for the rest of America to come and get a glimpse into being a Wisconsinite.
Exactly. Cool. That was very cool.
Congrats. Anyway, so before Johnny,
we're taking it to the next level. I'm doing
I interrupted. John,
you're going to want to hear this.
Pat.
I'm going to make brats. With Ruben at Wagner Market.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Right. Oh.
Ruben Hernandez, he doesn't just make brats, he invents them.
I know.
He's a creator. He's an artist. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you know what Jim doesn't like, though?
The
trip.
The trip?
It's tripe?
No, it's trip.
Trip.
Oh,
it's got
brats.
Tripe.
Tripe.
No, not the stomach. Not tripe. It's called trip, and it's a sausage, but it has sauerkraut in the sausage.
Built into it.
And it's called trip.
Okay. And I like sauerkraut on a brat, but I don't like, it was dry or something. Maybe I got a bad one. But I only had one in my life.
And you didn't get it from sounds there. Like this was someplace else.
This
is probably in Illinois.
Oh, I'll try one of yours. But yeah.
So I've been eating a few brats. So far, I've done the teriyaki pineapple brat,
nice,
which is kind of amazing.
I bet
the mac and cheese brat,
nice.
The all-time favorite, though, number one, I think, the beer and cheese brat.
Oh yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going in, I think it's next Wednesday. I'm going into the little room in the middle of the Wagner Market, right? It's like a little sanitary operating room in there. Yeah. And they're going to show me how you put the stuff in and the sausage. Like, I am going to literally be making the sausage.
And that's going to be one of your shows.
That's going to be one of our
awesome.
Shows.
Awesome.
I want to say this because nothing's better than on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday. Yeah. And you're like, you know what? I want to grill out. You drive down to Main Street, right? Yes. You stop in, you grab whatever you're going to throw on the grill, brats, steaks, or whatever. Side salads, you want, you know, some coleslaw, they've got it all right there. Mm-hmm. It's
actually
great.
Quite incredible. Yeah. And Todd, you failed to mention the 400 different kinds of beer in
400
cans.
Kinds
There's so
of
much beer.
Beer
in there, like it's pretty fun, John.
You guys don't do anything half.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't. You do it right. Wow.
Yeah, so we've been doing brats. I also did a weekend internship with Sunken Paddle Cider Works.
I love them too.
These are two young guys. Oh my God, we should get them in here because they're like, remember Ian from Fifth Ward?
Yeah,
young guy.
Yeah, that was great.
These are another like cut from the same cloth,
but crazier.
Oh my gosh,
but crazier.
These guys are a little crazier. Yeah,
all right, we'll take them.
They make cider.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it like proper cider. Like people from Europe would call it proper cider. What's happened in America is the cider that's in the cans in the stores is like super sweet.
Yeah.
These guys make a dry cider. It's almost like a Pinot Grigio. Some of it is like a wine. And my wife, Dawn, who doesn't like a lot of stuff, loves the cider.
Oh, I thought you said she doesn't like, and you're like,
he's pointing for the word. Doesn't like us.
Jim. Okay. Go ahead.
She loves. All right, well, that's cool.
Is that apple cider?
So, no.
So it's apple
is
cider.
Alcohol? Is there alcohol?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 5% alcohol. And they've got a cider pressing. It's called an Urban Nano Cidery. It's like a little tiny cidery. The bar is like in a garage about as big as our studio here. There's like 10 chairs in there. And you're literally like in the cidery. All the equipment's there and the vats.
Where is it? I'd love to see
it. It's right over here.
It's on 17th Street. Gosh, it's so
there's
cool.
There's a couple breweries who added that product line.
Yes.
But is there like, okay, so are there different types of cider? Do they have what? You come there, here's cider.
No, so they have like 10 different kinds. Okay. And they have made some apple brandy that's available. And now they're taking their cider to the next level with cider cocktails.
Okay.
Really? And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a lot of things about cider that's good for you, I guess, for your heart.
Oh, my gosh. Their base cider has 900 heirloom apple varieties in it. It's like elixir of life.
Jeez, okay.
We got 30 seconds.
Okay. And we'll come back. Elixir of life.
Wow.
Gotta be honest.
We'll be back with the elixir of life.
Pat Tracy. That's his new name. Wow. Elixir of life. The elixir of Oshkosh. Pat Tracy. Back after this. On the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
Hey, welcome again. Back. Mother of the Mayor coming your way from WISS Studios in Oshkosh and, of course, WGBW in Green Bay. We're here with Pat Tracy, the, what do we call him, Jim? The new name? The Elixir?
Elixir of Life.
The Elixir of Life. That's correct.
Well, I've discovered proper cider at Sunken Paddle Cider Works.
That sounds great.
And don't forget, Dawn texted in.
Free samples.
Free samples at Sunken
so
Paddle.
So the fun of the cider, the cidery is that it's a different kind of cider than you've probably ever had. It, you know, it's
is that a word, cidery?
Cidery.
It's called a cidery.
Wow. It's called a cidery.
That was part of our promotion, the top craft pick cideries. Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so this, like, you would see this on the West Coast. Like, this is super uber hipster, right? West Coast cidery, Urban Nano. But
love it.
Doug and Spencer are so much fun at the cidery. It's basically like a garage. It's in a neighborhood. And you come in, you get free samples. They've got 10 or 12 different flavors of cider, all amazing and all local. So they'll get their apples and then they get raspberries from like somebody over by Menominee Park has raspberries in their backyard. So they get a couple of bushels of them, throw them in the apples. And now they've got a raspberry tea cider. That's Don's favorite.
So does the cider ferment itself, or is it alcohol infused? How does that work?
No, it ferments itself.
Okay.
They ferment the cider.
Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Okay, so next time you guys are here, we're bringing cider. Maybe we can get even Doug and Spencer out here.
That would be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Because it's really fun. So we have now taken to going over. So they're only open, you should be aware, Fridays and Saturdays, because these guys have day jobs. Our role as Wisconsinites is to buy so much of their cider that they can eventually leave their day jobs.
You know what we can't figure out?
Right.
And now we can't. Now I think I've figured certain things out. Why Todd will get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and drive an hour to go to work in Green Bay and drive home. And the reason he doesn't want to leave Oshkosh, because I think he's got his stomping grounds down here. Because every little place you mention about something, Todd.
I've been there.
I love that place. Yeah, Friday I was
love
there. Yeah, I was there.
We have never talked about a place that Todd has not met.
None of them. I don't care what you mentioned. And you go, oh, yeah, they got this one craft beer that I really like. Yeah.
Did you grow up in Oshkosh, Todd?
South of town.
Okay.
Yep. But I've lived here several times, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I like it here. I really, really do. I'm very proud of this town. I like where we're at as far as the progressive nature of it, the young people doing great things, like all the businesses we talk about, right? We're kind of forward thinking down here. And we're not a big city, but we have some of the things that the cities have and the events. I mean, absolutely. How you listen, if you're ever bored in this city, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Hey, so if I can do a quick public service announcement, sure. The skies over Oshkosh next week will be filled with 100 small airplanes.
Oh!
As the flying schools, the universities across the U.S. that offer degrees in aviation, mm-hmm. so there's like 30 of them. If you want to be an airport director or a commercial airline pilot, you typically go to an aviation school.
You know, we air traffic control, maybe a few jobs in Newark right now.
Yeah, right. But our last year, we had a kid on, a young person, shouldn't say kid, I'm almost saying kid, from Middle Tennessee State, who had their booth real close to where Jim and I were,
mm-hmm. yes.
and talking about that. It's like, who would think Middle Tennessee State is huge for aerodynamics?
It's huge. So we've got 100 students competing in their annual SafeCon, and they will fly their airplanes, which are like little Cessnas and Pipers, right?
Yeah, so the small ones.
They will all descend on Oshkosh starting on the 12th, right? So next week, and they'll be flying around doing maneuvers and testing for their college competition. Yeah, at EAA. So it's not open to the public, but if we're in Oshkosh, we're going to see a lot of aerial activity.
Wow, that's really cool.
That's very cool.
Yes.
That's nice to use that facility, too, for other. You know like that's just good business. We were talking earlier about there's some facilities in Green Bay that we could maybe leverage a little bit more. You know, it's just you guys are smart with that, the waterfront, with the waterfront and EAA.
Yeah. And, hey, let's put a restaurant in Lambeau Field Monday through Friday.
We're trying to bring, bring I can't think of the name, the banana guys.
Oh, man.
Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
We're going to bring them to
Lambeau. Do they play minor league teams, or who do they play?
They play themselves, kind of. They're a little bit like Harlem Globetrotters. Like,
they have their own opponents that travel with them, I believe. But boy, do they pack
them in, and they are funny, and they are entertaining.
They're so huge.
2 hours, and it's just...
Oh, my God.
But they were on 60 Minutes, and it's like, oh, let's bring these guys here. Well, how many other people said that, right?
Well, I wish we would have got them. Park, right. So-and-so, so-and-so.
Anyway, do they want us to pay them to bring them here?
I would. I'd bankroll those guys. They're unbelievable. They will.
Yes. And the ladies love them. Like, it's weird.
It's an autograph thing
after. Maybe we could lure them here with a cider sponsorship.
There you go.
I like it. Pat, you got 2 minutes. Wrap it up, buddy. Everything good about Oshkosh?
Why I love Oshkosh. It's another beautiful weekend in Oshkosh here with the tulips blooming at the Payne Arts Center and Gardens. We're going to be out there with Mom taking pictures this weekend, having brunch, strolling down Main Street.
They got those really good cannolis on the menu any place here?
Oh, at Fox River Brewery. Okay. Yes, they've got an amazing Mother's Day buffet over there.
Oh, I don't have time to stop there because we have to be in Oshkosh. We're planting trees. Not Oshkosh. We're in Oshkosh.
Are you planting trees today?
Yep. It's called the Orchard. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, my gosh.
Apple Blossom.
Along the trail. It's beautiful. They plant trees every year, and Johnny and I did that last year. We're going to go do that today. So we have to scoot out of here, but or else cannolis next time.
So we're going to make plans for cider.
Yes. Yep. Not even a question.
Brats.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
We had a big summer here in Oshkosh.
Still haven't had your candy.
Oh, the candy?
We got to get them to Hughes.
We didn't want to wait in line. That was our fault.
We're getting a backlog of Oshkosh artisan eats.
Yes.
To feed John.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And we want to get George Thorogood on the show here when he plays in Oshkosh.
Whoa. Sure, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I guess I'll be busy over the next several weeks.
You got to work that. Man.
I mean, it's on a Thursday night, right?
Yeah.
We got to sync up calendars.
All right.
Holy smokes. Right. That'd be so cool. We could just... He stays in the hotel right across the street.
Yeah.
And he just goes stalk.
Bang on his door.
Oh, yeah. They love that.
George! One bourbon!
I can sing all your songs!
One beer!
Yes.
I can sing all your songs.
Pat Tracy, thank you, my brother.
Love you guys.
Thanks for all the hospitality in Oshkosh. We love it down here. You're the man. All right, we're out of time. Tomorrow, we'll continue to hand out our $25 gift certificate for the best slogan. You can get in on this, Pat.
Tagline.
Mine on the mayor.
That's it.
Fill in the blank,
$25.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.